I've invited a special young man to assist me tonight with my presentation. I'd like to introduce you to Terry Hawes, my eldest grandson. How old are you, Terry?
12.
What special event has happened in your life this year?
I received the Aaronic priesthood and was ordained a deacon.
Terry, again, I would like to congratulate you on the preparation you have made in your life to be worthy of this great gift. As I stood in the circle on this special occasion and listened to the blessing you received from your father as he conferred the Aaronic priesthood upon you and ordained you a deacon, I was impressed with the special privilege this is in your young life. I wanted to have a little grandfather-to-grandson chat right after, but unfortunately I had an appointment with an airplane. So I'm taking advantage of this assignment to have our little visit. Let us just make it public, just in case what we talk about tonight may be of benefit to some other young bearer of the Aaronic priesthood listening to us here. All right?
Okay.
I'm not overly pleased with worldly conditions that you and other young men are inheriting as you assume your role moving towards manhood. While those of us who are older have been of an age and position to influence the world, I believe we've greatly failed you in allowing conditions, the condition the world has become. This places you in a position where many of your associates have not been reared to respect the traditional values that we have had. This peer pressure becomes much more difficult and extreme as you face life. We have bought into our homes, radios, record players, and television sets. While each has the potential of providing wholesome entertainment, so much of what has been produced for our listening and watching pleasure is not of the caliber to inspire and encourage young men. In fact, most of what is produced is degrading. With a flip of the switch right in our own homes, we have the potential of destroying within you that which is right and that which is wrong. Some athletes today are heroes to many young men and have lowered themselves to endorsing products that can only destroy your body. Recently, some of these celebrated athletes have found themselves on trial for violating laws governing the distribution and use of drugs. However, Terry, there is still one place where you can turn to find heroes that have the right set of values, which, if followed, will bring you the greatest joy and happiness you can find in this life. Of course, these heroes can be found in stories contained in the Holy Scriptures. They tell of events recorded of prophets of old, which are timeless in their application. The principles which they proclaim to the world are right and true and will never change. There's an exciting way to read the Scriptures, to make them come alive. Read them as though the events were occurring today. The lessons taught by the prophets of old can be applied to actual happenings in our modern era. Let me give you an example of what I mean. One of the heroes I've always enjoyed reading about is Daniel of old. During the period of time that he lived, Israel was not faithful in keeping the commandments of the Lord. Because of this, she lost her power and was not able to defend herself against her enemies. Strategically, she was in an awkward position. There was powerful nations of Egypt and Syria bordering her on the north and south. Instead of doing battle on their own land, these two nations took turns overrunning Israel and making her their battleground. It was under these conditions that Daniel was born. When he was just a child, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, besieged Israel. And as a part of the conquest, he went into the holy temple and took out the sacred vessels and took them back as trophies. Then, to make his nation even stronger, he took hostage all the bright and promising children of Israel. And as the Scriptures record, he said this: "Children in whom there was no blemish, but who were well favored and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understood science, and such had the ability in them to to stand in the king's palace, and in whom they might teach the learning and tongue of the Chaldeans. Daniel was one of those taken back to the palace as a slave of Nebuchadnezzar, to be trained in the king's ways, in order that he might use him and the knowledge he obtained to make his empire stronger. It was not long after Daniel had been taken from his home in Jerusalem that he faced his first test. The young men of Israel had been apportioned a daily amount of the king's food, consisting of meat and wine. Daniel knew in his heart, because of the training of his parents, that the food provided by the king would not be good for him. He knew that they would defile his body. So he went to the prince over them and pleaded with him that he not be required to eat the meat or drink the wine of the king. The prince was astonished at this request. He did not dare allow Daniel the privilege of eating anything other than what the king had ordered. He was so afraid of losing his position, or perhaps even his life, if the king found out. Daniel understood this, but he had been taught correct principles. He bargained with the prince this way. He would only eat the food that he had been taught would be good for him for just 10 days. After that 10 days, if his countenance was not fairer and his appearance more healthy than all the rest, he would then eat the king's portion of meat and drink the wine. Of course, because Daniel followed the Lord's way, at the end of the 10th day, he was the strongest of all that had been taken before the king. Terry, many times in your life, you will be tested, tried, and tempted to use those things that you've been taught are not good for your body. You may be ridiculed and laughed at when you refuse to partake of them. But just as Daniel of old received strength by obeying the Lord's commandments, you too will be blessed in the same way. The Lord's laws are eternal. Just as sure as we follow them, we will receive His blessings. For He has promised us that we will receive health, wisdom, and great treasures. We'll run and not be weary, and walk and not faint, if we follow His way. Daniel passed his first test and was blessed by the Lord. At the end of the 3-year training period, these young men were brought before the king to be judged. Daniel had not wasted his time and had studied hard. He had used his efforts to gain knowledge and skill and learning and wisdom. He was now prepared for the test given him by the king. As the king met with them, he found none to be like Daniel. Of all that were there in matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of him, Daniel was found to be 10 times better than all of the king's wise men. Terry, you've been blessed with a great mind. Sometimes you'll be tempted not to study as hard as you could, thinking you do not need to. No doubt conditions may not always be the best in the schools you attend. But within you is the power to grow and gain knowledge and understanding. You can achieve if you'll apply yourself. Seek wisdom out of the best books. Challenge this great mind of yours with diligent study. The Lord has promised that what you learn here will rise with you in the resurrection and be to your eternal good. Prepare yourself for this life and the life to come. Daniel passed his second test. Now the third test. It was a third challenge given to Daniel, which came as the result of a change in administration. Nebuchadnezzar died. A new king came to rule Babylon. The new king was drunk with his wealth and power. After he was crowned king, he held a grand party and invited heads of states from the lands round about to be his guests. It was a very worldly affair with much drinking, dancing girls, rich foods, and other attractions of the world. In his drunken state, the king sent for the sacred vessels, which had been taken from the holy temple. He desecrated these vessels by drinking wine from them. His actions so displeased the Lord that the Lord wrote some words with his finger on the wall. This frightened the king so much, he trembled that his knees did knock together in front of his royal guests. When not one of the noble and wise men could interpret what had been written on the wall, they sent for Daniel, who, of course, with the power of the Lord, could interpret what was written there. Daniel let the king know of the Lord's displeasure with him. This story has always been interesting to me because those at the party had to send for Daniel. Even though he was one of the most prestigious of all the wise men, he did not attend such an event. He would not permit himself to be present in such an evil and worldly surroundings. He had met the third test. He had separated himself from the evil environment, which could only fill his mind with unrighteous thoughts and actions. Terry, be as strong as Daniel. Keep distance between you and the evil practices and places of the world. Do not let the wrong kind of books, pictures, and other reading material be near you to tempt you even with the slightest glance. Such materials can intoxicate and destroy your mind just as sure as liquor and drugs can intoxicate and destroy your body. Have the courage to turn off unfit television programs. Stay away from videos, movies, and videotapes that would fill your mind with evil and violence. Remember what the Scripture has said, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." The fourth challenge which came to Daniel was far, far more important to him than even life itself. The king had selected 120 princes to preside over his entire kingdom. Over the princes, he had placed three presidents to be their leaders. Daniel was selected to be the number one president. You see, he did not have to go along with their riotous, unrighteous living to be recognized and sought after as a person of great worth. The other princes and presidents were so envious of the power given to Daniel, they sought to find ways of discrediting him. The Scriptures record how frustrated they were when they found in him to be faithful in all things, without error and fault. When attempts to find him in error failed, they had to devise another plan. By observation, they knew that three times a day, Daniel went into his chamber and prayed to give thanks to his God. The only plot they could devise against Daniel was to make prayer unlawful, thus subjecting him to their laws. They were successful in obtaining a royal statute outlawing any petition to anyone, save it be the king, for 30 days. The king signed it, making it law, and the violation of this law would cast the offending person in the lion's den. Daniel's faith in the Lord was strong and vigorous. He continued his prayers and, of course, was quickly discovered and brought before the king. The king was bound by the law, and even though it grieved him greatly, he was required to sentence Daniel to the lion's den. After the sentence was passed, the king was so troubled he could not sleep all night. Early in the morning, he rushed to the lion's den to see if Daniel's God had protected him from the lions. His joy was exceedingly great when he found that Daniel had been protected by the Lord and was alive and unarmed. The king was in awe over this great miracle and declared that Daniel's God was the living God and steadfast forever. Terry, this story teaches us of the great blessings in store for those who place their trust in the Lord, even the protection of life itself. These stories in the Scriptures will never grow old. They'll be just as exciting for you when you read them as a deacon, a teacher, a priest, a missionary, a home teacher, an elders' quorum president, or whatever the Lord calls on you to do. They will teach you to have faith, courage, love for your fellow men, confidence and trust in the Lord. Build your life on a foundation of truth and righteousness. It is the only foundation that will stand the pressures of this life and endure through the eternities. The priesthood you bear is a special gift, for the giver is the Lord Himself. Use it, magnify it, live worthy of it. I want you to know that I have a direct testimony of its power. It has blessed my life in so many ways. We love you and ask the Lord's blessings to continually be with you. And of this I bear witness of His work in His holy name, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.